Today, my dear faithful, is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. Now, the epistle is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 6. Brethren, I speak a human thing because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice unto sanctification. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from justice. What fruit, therefore, had you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end, life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God, life everlasting, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 7. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets, who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and the evil tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit shall be cut down, and shall be cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. He that doth the will of my Father, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, there is a story about a man who was out walking one day. This man stopped under the shade of a cluster of oak trees, and he sat down to rest. While looking above him, he asked to himself, "Why did the Lord give such small fruits as acorns to these huge and lofty trees?" After thinking about this for a minute or two, he then looked down around some more, and he noticed a garden filled with pumpkins. "Look at that small, ugly pumpkin plant," he said to himself. "Why, that plant can hardly hold itself up. Yet God gave it such a gigantic fruit." After a moment, he concluded, "How much better, how much more fitting it would be if those big pumpkins were hanging up there from the branches of these oak trees. What a sight it would be if hundreds of pumpkins were dangling from all those branches." For some time, he was lost amidst his musings like this, while resting his head against that mighty oak, until, soon enough, he fell asleep. However, amidst his rest, a light wind arose, and it happened to shake loose an acorn from that oak tree he was resting upon, and that acorn happened to be right above the man's head. It plunked down atop him, woke the man with a start, and at the sight of what had hit him, he said, "Dear Lord, you were right in giving tall trees such small fruit. Just think, if a pumpkin had fallen on my head from that height, I might be dead right now." Now, my dear faithful, in today's gospel, our Lord teaches us an important lesson. It is that we must be united to the will of God. First, he warns us of the necessity of practicing good works. He says, "Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and the evil tree bringeth forth evil fruit." But, my dear faithful, the only way we can perform good works is by doing God's will. Even if we do good deeds in the eyes of the world, if they are not God's will, if we are not doing them for the right intention or in the right manner, then they are really of no avail to us. And so our Lord tells us, not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Further on in this same gospel, he says, many will say to me, Lord, have not we prophesied in thy name, and cast out devils in thy name, and done many miracles in thy name? To this Christ answers, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. And so we may justly ask, who is it that does good works? And again, our Lord answers this in today's gospel. He that doth the will of my Father, our Lord says, he will enter into the kingdom of heaven. With this teaching of our Lord, we realize the importance that of doing the will of God and how essential that is in order to be saved. We are not saved by faith alone, as the Protestants say. That is what our Lord means when he says, not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But in order to be saved, we must do the will of God. We must do the will of God, as our Lord tells us in today's gospel. All the saints have repeated this teaching, that the key to salvation is uniting our will with God's. In other words, we must accept God's will in all things. But to do this, we must know what his will is. To some extent, this is fairly easy, for we have the Ten Commandments, the teachings of the Church to direct us in what to do and what not to do. We also have our parents and those in authority over us. They again direct us and tell us what to do and the best way to do it. They are God's instruments by which his will is made known to us. We also have our daily duties as a sign of God's will for us. Parents must do what is necessary to care for and support their children. They must be vigilant and discipline their children when necessary. While on the other hand, children must be obedient and respectful to their parents. Another way, though, that God reveals his will to us is through the daily occurrences of life. Everything that happens to us is for us to use to work out our salvation. And sometimes God wills that we suffer certain things, whether they are little annoyances or bigger crosses. The little headache, the ache or pain, the bad weather, or that person who just always gets under our skin. These, as well as sickness or even the death of relatives and friends, are all part of God's will for us. As St. John Bosco says, we must accept everything which happens to us as coming directly from God. For exactly through this is how God wants us to prove our love for him, by accepting these things and striving to even love these things for God's sake and growing in virtue thereby. The divine wisdom knows what is best for us, and sometimes he may give us some medicine which is bitter to our taste, but he does this in order to cure the disease, the imperfections, the sins in our heart. It is usually difficult for us to see, especially in the current situations that we find ourselves, that certain crosses and trials are actually for our good, our benefit. In the practical order, we act like the man in the story. He did not understand why the little acorns grew on big trees and huge pumpkins grew on these small, lowly vines. It wasn't until an acorn fell on his head that he saw the wisdom of God's providence. God knew better than this man, and so he does know better than we do. We often cannot see why God allows certain crosses to come to us. But as it says in the Gospel of St. Mark, God has done all things well. Realizing this is what kept the saints happy all the time, even in the midst of suffering and persecution. For they knew that whatever came to them was God's will for them, and that he would give them the necessary grace to carry this cross. And it would be exactly this cross that would be their glory for all eternity. On the other hand, if we do not cheerfully undergo the daily trials, we just make things all the worse for ourselves. For as St. Alphonsus says, by not accepting the cross or suffering, we increase our own pain, because by resisting the will of God, we lose peace of soul, and the pain from the cross still remains. But, St. Alphonsus says, were we to embrace sufferings in peace, we would feel the pains less sensibly, and would derive consolation from the thought of pleasing God by accepting crosses from his divine hands. Let us then, my dear faithful, realize and remember always that all that happens to us comes from God. Remember, he knows what is best for us, even though we may not always see that, like, again, the man in the story. And so, accept all the trials and crosses that come to you in your daily life as the means to work out your salvation. Do not let these things weigh you down or make you sad, but use them to prove your love for God by increasingly growing in virtue. Accept these crosses cheerfully and with great love. Remember that by doing God's will, you will please God, become saints. And to do God's will is as simple as living your daily life cheerfully and doing everything for the love of God. You may have crosses that are heavy and cause pain to the senses or your heart, but you can still have peace of soul when you conform your will to God's. And this is a peace that will sustain you throughout sufferings, for it is the peace of Christ himself. As St. Alphonsus says, they who wish only what God wills always find their wishes accomplished, and therefore are always in peace, both in prosperity as well as in adversity. Remember each day, my dear faithful, he that doth the will of my Father, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. What joy, what glory, what triumphs exactly our cross will achieve for us. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.